In my backyard, there's a tree about 12 feet around. It sits in my little patch of grass like a buffalo in a sandbox. When I first moved here, I felt like I'd discovered a rare gem. Imagine my chagrin when I learned that my tree was an ailanthus, an Asian upstart introduced by a Philadelphia plant collector 200 years ago, an invasive alien that poisons the surrounding soil to eliminate competition. The ailanthus is arboreal riffraff, somehow given the misnomer tree of heaven. This is a tree that'll grow in mine tailings. It'll grow in the mortar between bricks and on the gravel-topped roofs of shopping malls. Give it smoke, smog, and verbal abuse, and it'll respond with vigor. It seems that the tree of heaven will thrive in hell. I was ashamed that I'd ever admired it. You see, native plants are the hippest thing going. Rooting for the non-natives is akin to celebrating the evolution of the tapeworm. This ecological xenophobia isn't limited to plants. It's extended to the birds introduced by Europeans as well. Any bird watcher worth his salt will gleefully throttle an English house sparrow for a glimpse of a cerulean warbler. Same goes for the European starling. And if bird watchers weren't so reserved, they'd throw confetti and hoot like sports fans every time a peregrine falcon knocks a pigeon out of the sky. Non-native species can be problematic, but is it necessary to despise them? After all, they're resourceful enough to live with us, and it appears that quite a few living things aren't. Maybe we should treat the ailanthus and the house sparrow with the same affinity with which they regard us. At the very least, we should get used to them, because we eliminate their competition and create habitat for them everywhere we go. And when you come right down to it, to loathe something that thrives in cities and reproduces abundantly is really a sort of self-hatred, isn't it?